soon as we moved here, I was really conscious of the fact that how rare this is. This town of 14,000 at that time had daily train service to Chicago. And we were, a few of us, I said, well, we're going to a conference. I said, let's take the train. We were down at the train station, and it was a derelict wreck. It's called an Amshack. They put them up after they aren't using the beautiful Monon stations anymore. And so here it was, the windows were all graffitied, and it's like, it was like one of the V8 cans to the head. It's like, oh, wow, this is a real problem in this community. Think of all those people who come through this town every day looking out the window. This is the only snapshot they get. You can see that the work was there for all kinds of students. I also had a kid in the class right then who was crazy about trains.
Right.
So it was perfect. So I set up a little structure. I mean, for years, I had a CEO, literally, you know, a trained CEO. And over the years, we got grants. We had a lot of community participation. Our little station, we're really proud of. The kids have repainted it two or three times. They painted a logo in it. They put in a pocket park and a garden. And people would ask me when because we presented at conferences all over the country now, and, you know, national train conferences and all this. And people say, so this class is devoted to this. And it's like, no. This all happens like a couple days a year. We would have a whole day devoted to this in American Lit or English 12 or English 9. But basically, this is a project that goes on weekends. That was my main mission, I'd say, as a teacher. You're teaching all this academic material, but you're also building young citizens. I mean, how beautiful and precious that we have free public education. I mean, everybody gets to go to school. Right. Everybody gets their chance. If they put in their part. And so to me, it was like, wow, this is the opportunity so kids could really see what young citizenship is.